today.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We keep you, enjoy all the features there. They are completely free as we kick off another week of fun and excitement. We'll take your phone calls about absolutely anything, going right to the phones and the fun. Starting things out with Brody in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brody.
Well, hey, guys.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about, I was listening to your show on from Saturday, and I just wanted to call and comment on a couple of things.
Certainly.
I think you guys do a fantastic job of defending the ideas of liberty, and I just wanted to add maybe a different viewpoint to looking at a couple of the issues.
Okay.
On the immigration issue, I like to one of the things I like to talk about as well, besides what you guys talked about, is I like to take it to the extreme like you do with the minimum wage laws.
Okay,
and,
sure.
And what I like to do is take it to the extreme with them and just ask them, you know, most people who are pro-immigration laws will say that something along the lines of we need to protect our jobs. And I like to ask them, well, you know, if immigration laws protect jobs, then why can't states, cities, and counties have immigration laws as well?
Perfect. Perfectly stated. Excellent.
You know.
Well, that's not the Constitution. That's not the way we wrote it up. That bubble, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man.
Blah.
That's just the way. That's just the way Ben Powell does it. He's an economics professor at Tufts University. I mean, at Suffolk over in Boston. Met him through Jason Osborne, the Mighty Oz, and he does the exact same thing. And then you reduce it even further into a town by town and then person by person situation to say, you know, I've got, if I buy something from Mark, a wood cabinet that he's built, I have a trade deficit with Mark.
Right.
I mean, he's got my money. What?
I think that these are sort of logical arguments, and I don't disagree with them from that standpoint, but I think that what you're dealing with is people sort of arguing for their birthright. American citizens, like Roman citizens of old, believe themselves to be better than everyone else, and as all you have to do is search in your soul, and you'll realize that you believe that you're better than everyone else in the world. And I'm sure those
I don't believe that.
Stinkers from Guatemala or Zimbabwe or whatever love their country, but what do they really love it for, right?
But you know, I think you can break through that with this argument, and you bring it up really, really well just in our first call. A lot of times you can do the island example. I often say, you know, if you have two, if you live on an island and you're really good at chopping wood, but you're bad at fishing, and you have to spend tons and tons of time going out to try to fish, and for some reason you just don't have maybe your culture, you all get seasick, who knows. Well, you discover that there's a culture on another island, and they're really good at fishing, and they're bad at other stuff. Well, it would behoove you to do what you do best and trade your extra for what they do best, which is their fishing, and you all do better. It's the same thing here. We don't grow peaches very well in New Hampshire. We get a small amount in the summertime, but in Georgia, they grow peaches great. They grow them so cheap that we can buy them and have money left over to help us do really good things. It's always that money left over thing that seems to grab them, in my opinion.
Right. And then the other thing I want to bring up is the whole love it or leave it argument that people
like to
make.
Oh, yes,
up.
A classic.
That is a tough one to combat. I mean, you know, they say these are the rules, and if you don't like the rules, leave the place where the rules are.
Or change them.
Yeah, and what I like to take it to the extreme on that is I like to a couple things. First of all, ask them, well, if there's only one world government, what would you do then? Kick me into outer space?
Well, I don't think they would want a one world government, right?
I don't want a one world government, but if there was one world government, what would they do then?
They'd probably just tell you to change the law
and leave it. Then you know.
Right. Well, and the other thing that they don't understand is this beloved Constitution of theirs, which all these people that this love it or leave it argument comes from. The beloved Constitution of theirs is it's enabling these politicians to move more and more towards a one world government. Even if you don't think that that it's going to happen next week or next month or next year, and I hesitate to make those predictions.
Hey, Brody, it sounds like you've got someone that could use your attention. Have a good night, man. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Even if you don't believe that that's going to happen in the very near future, you can't deny that the world is moving more towards a one-world government, and the Constitution, honestly, is allowing that to happen.
Hey, can I just mention to you guys, since I haven't seen you for over a week now, I'm beginning to get very frustrated, and I know people were sounding off alarms about this, about the Tea Party movement, and it is being sequestered. Taken over by
wasn't it already taken over?
Well, it had its possibilities. I think it was, you know, over the summertime it was pretty much taken. But you know, with this whole Sarah Palin thing, now there's going to be a Tea Party event with Sean Hannity there.
Didn't they already do that once?
I don't know, but it's just one of these things where it's very clear
been co-opted.
That it has been co-opted and sequestered, co-opted and. And that's too bad, because I think so many of these people, like, I've thought about calling into some of the Boston talk radio shows just to say, look, you know, there's another step that you can take. You don't have to stop here. You don't have to just say, okay, we expressed our frustration, and now we've got a team. Sarah Palin's leading, and Sean Hannity is with us. And take another step.
Nothing's changed.
And look at this critically and say, question, are the members of the Tea Party going to, for example, this Scott Brown guy? He's very willing on the 25th, Obama's going to have a meeting with the Republicans. I'm listening to some so-called radical talk show host who's out there on Sunday nights, and he says, yeah, you know, I think it's perfectly fine for the Republicans to work to try to get something like to make sure that people with pre-existing conditions get covered. It's like, no. If you don't understand that, if you don't understand some of the problems inherent in your economic approach, then we're going to run into the same problems we had before.
You know, I saw on, I think it was Newsmax, I think I get their updates.
It's a Republican website.
Yeah. You know,
Salem, paleo, neo,
something like
it's
that.
A mixture.
It could be even, you know, some other site, but I saw, you know, I have the HTML enabled on this one, and it has right there, Newt Gingrich, the new contract with America.
Yeah.
They haven't even changed the effing name on this thing. It's the same old crap, people.
It is.
Hey, here's a warning.
The same pitch, man.
And you know, if people... go ahead. Yeah, sorry.
Here's a warning. 4 to 6 years from now,
that's it.
The Republicans will be completely in charge in Washington, D.C. They will have majorities in the House, in the Senate, and in the White House. Well, I guess there's not really a majority there. They will have all these things, and you know what you're going to get, America? You're going to get bigger government, and likely another war to boot.
You got it, and that's exactly where I was going, Mark. I'm thinking the same feelings, same thoughts that you're expressing. In my mind, I'm thinking as I'm listening to these radio shows, I hope that people listen to Free Talk Live and they remember 4-5 years from now that excitement that they had, and they say to themselves, wait, there were some people who were saying, not so fast, hold on, there's some more things that need to be thought through here. The questions about the Constitution, questions about whether or not people really adhere to this thing or whether it's an empty document, whether the approaches that these guys are going to take. All you have to do is look at what people like Orrin Hatch are proposing, people, all these old school Republicans. They are still using this. They're using the Tea Party movement. They're doing all this, and we're going to get more bad ideas coming from Washington. So to me, it's particularly alarming to me right now, because there are so many people who are very excited and they have very kind hearts, and they're very frustrated about what's happening in Washington.
Sure.
But I think unless they educate themselves about some of the fundamental things, which you only really get from real free market critiques, from real libertarian approaches, they are going to fall flat. They have to really viscerally look at what the conservative movement is doing and say, you know what? That didn't get us anywhere. We need to study more. We need to analyze more.
But they mean it this time, Gardner. This time they're serious.
Right. Yeah. I'm not trying to say that I think that you know, the Republican Party at this point is completely without any value. I think that Ron Paul and you know, it has some value, and I even think that his son Rand Paul has some value. I think that there's some candidates out there with some value, and if that they're worth supporting. And I think
Rand Paul.
I think that if somebody wants to end the Federal Reserve, I'm willing to give them my vote.
Rand Paul's going to get in there, and he's going to spend all his time advocating for building a border fence underground, putting tanks on the southern border.
What if he goes in and advocates for abolishing the Federal Reserve?
And will he get anywhere with it?
I don't know.
Probably not. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How's that audit thing coming along?
I think it's stalled in the Senate.
Yeah.
That's where he's running for, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sure that'll make a difference.
I think it's stalled by Jeff Drake, the New Hampshire guy.
Money talks, and it sounds just like Jim Cramer.
I'm Cramer. Money talks. And sometimes it shouts when the results speak for themselves.
Investors worldwide follow Jim Cramer's advice on TV, in books, and on websites like TheStreet.com. And whether the market's up, down, or sideways, Jim's always hunting down a bull market. And now you can follow Cramer's portfolio at GetCramer.com.
Okay, here's how it works. Every time I buy or sell, I will email you ahead of time. Did you hear me? Ahead of time! It's like, if you can read, you can read my mind! My portfolio, fueled by my great research, is designed to deliver success. And I'll share it with you at GetCramer.com.
Today, you can sign up for 2 weeks of free access to Cramer's Picks and Portfolio. Just go to GetCramer.com and enter code word FREE. GetCramer.com. Free today. Go to GetCramer.com. Code word FREE.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the breadline may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231.
tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. In our podcast, the archives go all the way back to the beginning of January of 2009. It's all totally free. You don't have to log in. There's no advertising you have to click on or anything like that. It's just free over at freetalklive.com.
Are you giving candy again this year for Valentine's Day? Get creative, man. That's what shows a woman you care. This year, get her George's Famous Baklava. It's Osborne approved. Walnut baklava with 50 layers of melt-in-your-mouth phyllo. All of the ingredients are premium and all natural. That's why it tastes so good. Shipped in a special container, priority mail, so it gets to you fresh and delicious. Order it at Mandrick, MANDRIK.com. No C in there. Mandrick.com.
All right, we continue here, taking your phone calls about whatever might happen to be on your mind. Let's talk to Frank in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Frank, what's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to say this, that I think that we have reached the impasse of political discourse and political leadership in the United States. By that, I mean there is really no change. There is no way to take the political parties or even start a third party without the support of the powers that be, those members of the Republican and Democratic National Committees, whether it's on the national level or the state or the municipality levels. So in a sense, I think everyone looking to Ron Paul is sort of like people looking to the head of EGS back, I guess, what, about 20 years ago, Ross Perot. And what's really interesting about it is that I think right now we're at the final stages of, you know, complete bankruptcy in this country. And ultimately, a country that is 330 million people is really, in a sense, too large to sort of stop, change direction, and function. I think ultimately something this large is going to collapse, and then out of the rubble maybe, you know, a new direction, a new form of government, in a sense, will be formed. Because, I mean, you're in a situation
Frank,
now,
when? When is it going to happen?
I think it's going to happen. I think it's going to happen by November of this year.
They just draw it out and draw it out.
I know.
They've got aces up their sleeve to just make things take longer than... I mean, I hope you're right about that. And people
have
been predicting crashing and burning for a long time, and it just hasn't happened. Yeah, and of course,
the only thing I'm afraid of is that the last 20 years, from Reagan on, the political presidencies and regimes have resembled really a neo-fascism. And my fear is that the power elite that really are fascists, in a sense, will take the system down with them. They sort of have that Thanatos death wish that rather than give up their privilege or their property or what is not theirs that they claim is theirs, they'll literally take the system down with it and everyone else with it. And my fear is this, that, you know, as the system collapses, beginning with the economy and then sort of the political instability, we're going to have martial law, and quite frankly, I think a lot of us will be sent to FEMA camps. In fact, we all may be carrying on our discourses, you know, at one of the Haiti FEMA camps as the rest of the population sort of plays the video games and sort of really doesn't know what's going to happen and really could care less about it all.
Well, those are some dire predictions, but what I guess... Maybe I just don't really have the same kind of vision that you do here, Frank. I mean, if you're saying they're going to take the whole system, point of info, if you're saying, Frank, if you're saying they're going to take the whole system down with them, then what will that mean? Why would the military still be working for them? Would the dollar have any value at that time? If so, why would they be accepting paychecks denominated in them, going on and so on and so forth?
Well, I think what will happen is the dollar will be devalued. There'll be a bank holiday very soon, and they'll declare... just as the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank has done over the last 60 years in Europe and primarily in South and Central America, whereby They, you know, declare bank holiday. They freeze the assets. They devalue the currency. And literally, the multinational corporations and the wealthy foreign individuals are able to come in and buy assets for a nickel on the dollar. And ultimately, that seems to be the way that our predatory capitalism is going. In fact, I honestly don't think that the military-industrial complex could actually go into a peace mode at this point. It's sort of been years in the making of sort of this cannibalistic, endless war, and spending going into, you know, a few corporations and a few very wealthy individuals' bank accounts. And ultimately, it will be untenable. It actually is right now. But I think the individuals running the show are so afraid because so many people are articulate and actually have some possible solutions. And, you know, they do know who is doing what, who is making the decisions, who is instigating the policy, who is doing this or that. And that's something I don't think they really anticipated. As a result, when the system collapses, it won't be a peaceful de-evolution like the former Soviet Union. In fact, I think it's going to be a radical, very violent and aggressive end. And I think to that end, you know, we should appreciate what we have, and we must be planning for what will happen when the system collapses. And
that's speculative. I mean, I think that it's inevitable that one of the things you're absolutely right on is that it can't last forever. I mean, every government has failed over time, and this one has been going on for a couple hundred years.
That's about 237 years, correct?
So I agree with you. I agree with you that it's not going to last forever, but it's all speculative, I think, as far as how it's all going to end, right? I mean, you can sit there and say, well, this is going to happen, FEMA camps, da-da-da-da-da, and maybe it will be violent. Maybe it won't. I don't see how anybody can make a prediction on that.
And I'd just like to observe that we've already seen pretty much the unwrapping and the rewrapping of the United States package. And you know, it's a completely different package in the same wrapping after the United States Civil War. So the template's already been laid out.
And the Articles of Confederation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And anybody who knows this history knows that there were thousands and thousands of people at the time who considered the Constitutional Convention a usurpation.
That's correct.
Exactly, because they was originally supposed to be that they wanted to just simply amend the Articles of Confederation. The
right.
Centralists like Hamilton and others and John Jay, they pushed for this new gathering and gave the central government a lot more power. So yeah, I think, you know, who knows? Like Ian says, who knows what direction it could go? We've seen some examples in the past. We've seen the stealth mode where they got in, rewrote the Constitution, and said, oh, everything's all fine now. And then Alexander Hamilton and his cronies afterwards kept piling up more and more government. Or it could go the Abraham Lincoln way, and millions could die. You never know.
Maybe I, you know, Frank, thank you for the call and the thoughts as always. I appreciate it. I don't know if I agree. I mean, maybe it'll just crumple up like a paper tiger and blow away. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line or something in between. You can take control, bring up anything, it's Free Talk Live.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD-SEED. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction.
How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are for free, and they include the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. It's a lot to talk about there. Asinine posts to very serious issues. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. And Manchester Brewing. At Manchester Brewing, they realize that you have many beer choices. But does your beer make you bulletproof and invisible? We don't think so. ManchesterBrewing.com, 800-259-9231. As we continue with Phil listening in Ohio, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Phil.
Hi, I wanted to talk about gun control.
You do? Okay, go for it.
Well, I'm sitting here reading a article on the John Birch Society, JBS.org.
Mm-hmm.
Hillary Clinton has her pretty picture on this article, and another proposed UN-administered gun ban is in the works. They hope to get it gone by 2012, but she's going to be associated with it, of course. Can I make a couple other comments?
Well, okay. I mean, was it related to that? Because you...
Well, yes, because it's the John Birch Society. I'm 66, and I was one of the people in the late 60s and early 70s that tried to get the people awake about the United Nations. We used to have the billboards get us out of the UN.
Yeah.
And I just, people listen to Rush Limbaugh and Glenn Beck. Those are the stage managers. The CFR and their cronies always have a sideshow going to distract people from what's really taking place. And I try to listen to Alex as often as I can. I have him on right now on my computer. But
okay.
I thought maybe he might be able to name JBS.org as another source of pro-American information.
Now, the John Birch Society, aren't they known for being conspiracy theorists?
Well, they're very much against the Council on Foreign Relations and the Illuminati and things like that, and they believe that there is a core group of people, I do believe, and I don't want to misspeak here for you, my friend, that there are a number of people who pull the strings, and there are others who are the useful idiots who are people like in the media that they think are sort of put out there to spout the line. Meanwhile, the CFR-approved candidates will always be the ones who put in office.
So what do you think is going to happen here, Phil? I mean, if the this UN gun ban thing goes into effect, what do you think they're going to do?
Well, again, more and more, they're trying to use UN law as proposed law that Americans have to follow.
And, no, but that doesn't answer
true.
The question.
I think this is true, that they do use UN templates that are put together by the United Nations. And
what does that mean? I mean, does it mean that people are I understand what you're saying, but what does that mean in reality? Like, does that mean that you're talking about you believe they're going to start going door-to-door and confiscating guns, or what? I mean,
No. They're going to try and implement legislation based on that, just as they use the UN, just as they use a Federal Reserve.
But what will that do? I mean, what will the legislation entail?
It will involve disarming the American people.
In what manner? How would they go about doing that?
In segments. They'll get it passed for reasons like you got to reduce the deaths and the gun accidents. And
are they just going to ask people to turn in their guns, like a big gun buyback program, do you think? Or I'm just asking you to speculate as to how you think that the however many hundreds of millions of guns in this country are going to end up being
as many guns as there are people.
Yeah.
Well, Obama's already said it's time for this country to rejoin the community of nations.
Yeah, but that doesn't really address the question.
Still haven't answered the
specific question is, we understand the threats that can be recognized in their words and in these reports. I'm over at the JBS.org website right now. I pulled up that article you're mentioning.
Oh,
Ian's,
good.
Yeah, no problem. It's very interesting, and I have a question for you about John Bolton, who's also mentioned here, former UN Secretary to the UN, Ambassador to the UN from the U.S. But Ian's question is specifically, we understand the threats that you feel they pose and the words that they express, and we understand their philosophy. They think the world would be a lot better off if everybody's guns were confiscated. The question is the mechanism by which they will do this. If they were to pass something like this, some treaty, what would they do? How would they effectively do this, the procedure that they would use?
Well, again, the only thing I can reference, I don't have a name off this article for the intended treaty. It would be one more step in them trying to implement some form of gun control.
I see what you're saying. So you're very frightened about this idea that they're going to pass some sort of legislation that will tie in the United States in with the UN as far as gun control regulations and restrictions. I guess I was just asking you to speculate, Phil, and it doesn't sound like you really have an answer, and that's okay. You don't have to have an answer. I thank you for the call.
I don't have an answer, I do think that the UN is going to be as involved as they possibly can in having gun confiscations in this country, don't you?
Well, I was just asking him what he thought that meant. I mean, no, he never suggested it would be a gun confiscation.
He didn't.
He didn't say anything. He just said there'd be legislation, legislation, legislation.
Well that you has think to turn legislation into something. Involved.
That has to turn into something. It could be that...
Legislation means violence against peaceful people. That's what it means.
I understand what it means. I was asking for specifics as to what he thought it actually meant as far as how they were going to enact that violence. There are different ways they could do it. They could make it so that gun sales are forbidden from this point on. Of course, that doesn't get rid of the hundreds of millions of guns that are on the street. And, of course, nothing they can do can get rid of the hundreds of millions of guns. They could try to have some sort of gun buyback program and have the most obedient of the citizens, if you will, voluntarily turn theirs in. But that's only going to take so many millions off the streets, not a whole bunch. They'd have to go door to door, wouldn't they? I mean, if they really, really, really wanted to get the guns from the American people, they'd have to, like the census workers, they'd have to go into everybody's homes and start searching with metal detectors, right? Because, I mean, there's no way that they're going to be able to get all of the devout gun owners in this country to just pony up their guns.
I don't know that that's true. I think that when you essentially make it, the threat of using the gun to defend yourself so arduous, essentially, 10 years for defending yourself and your family from some kind of violent crime, what's the point in having the gun in the first place?
I don't want to
kill me.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think that's the point when there will be violent revolution in the United States.
So there wasn't in England.
There will be in the United States. There definitely will be. There will be massive armed resistance among people if they do something like that. There will be pockets here and there. There will be lots and lots of people.
If they do what Mark's suggesting, that one I didn't think of, if they make it so using a gun in self-defense in any case is a criminal act.
I don't think people would buy that. I think you have
but
so
they buy
many
it
people.
When they buy it when people get, it happens now in some cases where someone will shoot a robber and they'll get in end up getting charged with manslaughter or something like that.
See,
and people get outraged, but they don't do anything. What are they going to do?
I understand your point.
Stop paying taxes or
but
something?
I think already there are groups that aren't associated with our program. Maybe one or two people in those groups have heard of us or listened to us here and there. But there are groups out there that have certain points that they know they're going to reach. And one of them is certain types of legislation, and they will gather, and there's going to be there'll be a lot of bloodshed, I think, over this. And this might sound like hyperbole or something like that, but I think that there are people who will be ready to say, you know what, that's it, that's enough, and they're going to act. Now, from my standpoint, you have a couple institutional barriers to try to get over. For example, the Supreme Court rulings and things like the D.C. gun ban. However, as we've noted, just on an intellectual basis, this shows you how fraudulent those people are in the Supreme Court. In the D.C. gun ban, in the Heller case, they ruled that you have an individual right to keep and bear arms. But then at the end, as we've mentioned before, Antonin Scalia said, rights can be attenuated.
Yep, that's apparently the case. 800-259-9231. That is if they're rights that are kind of political rights that they've ascribed to you in the first place. 800-259-9231, which is what people believe about the Constitution. They're wrong, of course. Yeah. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back a remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hello, at ofthefield.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on ofthefield.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's Free Talk Live. .com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, do shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just start your shopping experience at that link, and you will get all the stuff you're looking for, because they likely sell it. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet retailer, dozens of categories in which you can shop. Even used items, you can pick up a Gardner Goldsmith's book. His book, Live Free or Die, is available via Amazon.
Yeah.
And Gard's book, I think, gets you $1 away from the free Super Saver shipping. So you pick up Gard's book, throw something else in there, and they'll ship it to you for free, because most of their brand new items at Amazon have free Super Saver shipping on
get
them.
Get a Danko Jones disc.
Whatever
get a
you
DM's
want.
Disc. Anything you feel like.
Yes.
Sounds good.
So head over to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Now, we just had Phil in Ohio call in about, you know, this kind of scary story about the UN going to come in and, you know, going to pass some sort of legislation that is going to eliminate gun possession in America. And it wasn't too specific as to how exactly that was going to come about. I'm not saying I disbelieve what it is he's suggesting. I'm not saying that I don't think that the government people would really, really want to accomplish something like that.
What are you saying? Because you sound like really critical of the guy. You were baiting him, and you believe everything he said. I mean, it's just.
Well, I don't know if I believe everything he said.
What, you don't believe that the UN is interested in confiscating guns from Americans?
I don't know. Are they interested in confiscating guns?
I think everybody in every government just about is interested in disarming its citizens. Yeah. Yes.
Well, he didn't say they wanted to confiscate. He didn't say they wanted to confiscate.
He said they wanted to pass laws against it. I mean, what difference? How do you think they get the guns away from people?
I think most people would have to turn them in voluntarily.
I think a lot of people would.
Well, then that, okay, then they get what they deserve, right?
Well, but that you don't get to control what other people do. Do you think it would
I'm not trying to control what other people
do. Do you think it would be easier for the government to confiscate your gun if everybody on the street didn't have one?
I personally, I have to tell you, I think the people who own guns in this country either are black marketeers or the kinds of people who don't want to turn them in. First, they would work through the ballot box, a large portion of them, and protest. I mean, if you saw the number of people protesting that have now been swept up in the Tea Party movement. If they actually tried to pass laws that prohibited people from using firearms in their own self-defense, I think you would see such a massive, massive turnout of people just at the ballot box that it would not happen. And then if it continued to go on, then you'd see these splinter groups that would start to take effect. Now, then the question is, would their actions actually make things worse?
I tend to believe that violence does make things worse. So I guess, Mark, I just don't really feel like what he's saying is going to... It just doesn't feel like it matters to me, right? Because
it doesn't matter if the UN tries to get some of the more liberal people in the government of the United States to go around confiscating guns to you.
He didn't say they were going to go around and confiscate guns.
Ian,
he said they're going to pass legislation.
Look, here's how they're going to do it. It's simple. They pass a law against it, and then when you have, and then the vast majority of people will turn their guns in because having them, possessing them, and using them is far more dangerous than not having, possessing, and using them. And then the people that don't turn them in, they're going to come around and take them from those people or throw them in jail when they use them. I mean, really, do you need a roadmap here?
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for somebody with a vision as to what exactly
there's a vision
that would mean. So you
I mean,
do believe they would go house to house?
Why do you have to ridicule that guy?
You do believe they would go house to house and
I don't know if they
firearms.
Would go house to house.
Well,
but
how
I
are they going to find the guns?
Well, what difference is it? What good is a gun that you can't shoot?
Well, we know they've been pushing for registration everywhere. We know that. We know they've been pushing for a nationwide database. We know that. So they've been setting these things up that many of the people on the conspiracy side that are seen as conspiratorialists had said they would try to do. Okay, that, I mean, it's only logical that they would try to do that if they are opposed to guns and so on and so forth. I think that if they go to try to take these final steps, I just think you're going to get incredible resistance because there's a certain psychology.
I don't know if you're right. I don't know. I feel like these gun owners and these other people that are being regulated, their freedoms, having their freedoms regulated away, have just allowed it to get this bad. What makes you think they're going to stop on this one issue? I mean, they let the people down in New Orleans got let their guns get taken from them.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Most of them did. There were a few holdouts. There was one video we saw where there was a lawyer who was threatening the military guys, and he wouldn't let them come up. But it seems to me
if there was a radio talk show host out there that was in Louisiana warning people, hey, the government's going to come around and confiscate your guns. They might use an emergency to do it, but don't worry about it. It doesn't matter. You're going to give them up. I mean, he was knocking the legs out from under people that might stand up for their right to keep and bear arms. I mean, don't you think that radio talk show host would at least bear some kind of moral onus for running his yakker? And
what are you talking about?
You are ridiculing that guy for what he had to say when what he had to
say. I didn't ridicule him.
I just asked him to provide me an example. I've been working with you for 10 years on this show. I know when you're sounding like a jerk, and you were sounding like a jerk to the man.
No, I sort of disagree. I think Ian was trying to get. We understood that
he was trying to get the guy to make some kind of scenario where Ian could then rip at the scenario as best he could.
But you have to ask a question of someone when they're posing this, especially when they come from organizations that pose a lot of conspiratorial views. You need to say, okay, we understand the conspiracy theory.
The John Birch Society does not pose that many conspiratorial views.
Look,
there are far more organizations out there that do that.
I'm not ridiculing John Birch Society, but the one of the core premises of the John Birch Society is anti-CFR, which is very
valid. Anti-CFR.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. But people consider that to
Council
be a conspiracy theory. They consider that to be...
People probably consider me a conspiracy theorist.
So all I'm saying, Mark, is that when you're brought this information from someone, and he's generally friendly towards your ideas, you want to say, okay, look, we're sort of on the same page here, but take me the next step, because in order to try to convince some of the other people of this. We need to work this through. People who are listening who hear this are probably questioning. Ian's trying to think of what are other people trying to question. And what you do is you say, okay, we understand your theory, but how would it be enacted? And you know, he
well,
didn't
the
really
smartest thing that anybody can
it.
Say in that scenario is, I don't know. Because how could he know how it's going to be enacted? You can't predict how somebody else is going to be, but it, how they're
well,
going to act.
If he'd come up with something, if he'd just come up with something, I mean, he seemed so frightened of the U.N. and some legislation that was going to ban guns, and I just wanted to know what he thought that would translate into in reality, and if he had an idea, I was going to ask him what he would do about it, but we never even got to that point. He just didn't even have a concept of what it would mean to for this legislation that is supposedly out there somewhere to pass through.
I just, you know, what I hear when I hear that is, you know, this, that I, you saying that I don't have a big tent philosophy, and if you don't believe what I believe, then your philosophy stinks.
Well,
and
you're reading an awful lot into it because, my position on this is that, just color me unconcerned. Like, you know, if they pass some gun law
I'm
and the gun owners,
if they pass some
if they
gun
pass
law.
A gun law and the gun owners turn over their guns, then that's what they deserve, right? They gave up and they gave up their freedom on their own volition. Whoopee-doo. What, do you think you're going to convince them by begging them to not pass this law?
I think
that's going to stop it?
I think that, you know, fair warning, talking about it on the air is, you know, communication is probably the best thing that you can do.
Yeah, that's definitely necessary. And the EA makes a great point. You make an excellent point, too, Mark. It's incumbent on us. I think one of the things that will make the difference between some sort of sustainment of our individual liberties and what Abraham Lincoln did in the Civil War, and if you know, we can talk about if people are unaware of some of the crimes that Abraham Lincoln perpetrated against individual liberty and the United States Constitution itself. They can, you know, read up on things. You know, Thomas DiLorenzo's books on Lincoln are great. But the difference here is you've got to inform people. And I think Ian's questions really also went to that, which is
well, my intention
was to understand the theory. But
my intention was to get an idea of what his vision was. He had no vision. So we moved on. And then you started accusing me of all kinds of things. Well, my real intention was to encourage people to not obey. If they're going to go ahead and pass some gun legislation, then don't obey it. Don't turn the guns in and don't bow down and don't let them search your house. Bury them out in the backyard or whatever it is that you
want. But what good is a gun that's buried out in the backyard?
It avoids the house-to-house searches. They're probably
but
not going to come back.
What difference does it make if you have a gun buried out in your backyard? So
you bury it while they're searching, and then you can take it out again.
This is the difference. That's
but what
why
are you
going
to use it for?
That's why I brought up some of the groups that are already prepared for this sort of a thing. You know, I think we're sort of the liaison between people who are already thinking about that and don't talk publicly, and those who try to talk about these potential threats, potential problems that arise because of the government system. And those who, when they hear about these sorts of proposals, will act. And I think they will. There will be these pockets. And as we said, we don't know whether it will make it worse or they'll be able to become free. But we need to inform those other people who are in the general audience to say, we hope you'll resist. We don't know how you'll do it, yeah, but we hope you'll resist.
I'm not advocating they use their guns, Mark. I don't know what they're going to use
good
them
is
for.
What good is a gun if
hey,
you don't
they
use it?
Keep, I'm a peacenik, man.
I understand.
More coming up. Hour number
guns
two is on the
shoots bullets, man.
You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.